Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Joe Exotic's
okay.
back.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Joe Exotic is back.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, so basically he's got a history, and I know none of us are surprised by this.
No.
It's Joe Exotic. And it turns out that the guy tried to be a wolf trader back in the day.
Oh, really?
Before he got shut down by the government. Yes, okay.
A wolf
so
trainer.
Apparently Joe Exotic went to Minneapolis, okay? He travels to Minneapolis. And Joe, this happened in 2018, so not that long ago.
Okay, okay. Recent.
He saw 28 gray wolves. Okay, at the so-called petting zoo in Minneapolis, quote
what?
Unquote.
Who wants to pet a gray wolf? Those things are huge and vicious.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
And should be out living their life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, but whatever. So the point is, they come after him and they say you can't take wolves and buy them and then cross state lines with them because he was going to take them to Oklahoma. They're like, this totally violates the Federal Endangered Species Act. Like, you can't just go buy 28 wolves and just take them across America.
No.
Like, we have rules for this.
You can't Amazon Prime a wolf. No.
No, no. So the lawyer came after him. He got accused of trying to sell all of the protected endangered animals. Joe Exotic did. Oh, yeah. There was a whole lawsuit. So this guy, it's like I said from the beginning, him and Carol Baskin, they're both awful people. That's how I feel about
everybody
it.
Everybody on, pretty much everybody on that show should be in prison. If they're in the big cat industry, well, Carol Baskin, Doc Antle, all those guys. Yeah, of course. Because they're terrible, terrible people.
When Dua Lipa took over the radio station for an hour,
yeah,
and I'm listening to her, and one of the questions that she got asked by a listener was, are you team Carol Baskins or are you team Joe Exotic? And she said, well, they're both bonkers.
They are both bonkers. True.
Bonkers. And I was like, amen, sister. Amen.
So that's it? He just went to try to get some wolves? That's what we're finding out now?
Well, it's just, we're finding out more that he was selling in animals he shouldn't have been selling. That he
we
was
knew
totally
this, though.
Just as corrupt
we knew this,
as, you
though.
Know.
He's a terrible person. Mm-hmm. Free Joe Exotic,
well,
by the way.
Like he acted like he was in love with those animals. Come right. on.
But did you die?
It was all about money.
Some tigers did.
But did you die?
You're right.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So I have to make a trip this week that doesn't feel essential to me, but it kind of is because it's open as an essential business. A hardware store, right? Because I think that's where I'm going to have to go. Yeah. I want to grow some produce in my backyard. I have a little garden, like a raised bed in the back of my yard.
Now
hello, I'm
100. Time.
Get off my yard. Get off my lawn. No, but I'm at home. I have to do something to pass the time.
My nanny asked me to get seeds.
Yeah.
For my kids to do their farm. Not farm, whatever. That's a little.
Right? It's a little excessive.
Garden.
Thank you. An entire
garden,
industrial setup.
And because I have a garden on the side of my house, and yeah. So she was like, "Get stuff. It's that time of year. You have
yeah.
nothing else to do.
Exactly.
You need food. Why not build a garden? Like I get it, Riggs.
I love like fresh fruits and I like eating salads like every day, and that stuff gets expensive,
yes.
and it doesn't keep very long. And if I'm growing it in the backyard on my own. That's great. But what's going to be a good time to go and make that trip? I'm wondering. 71037, you can text or you can call 799-1037. There's not a good or a bad time to make that trip.
Why wouldn't you can't do pickup? Like order it all and then like drive up and pick. You can do that at Home Depot. You can do that at any of these stores, Target, and they all have seeds, don't they? What do you need?
Right.
Soil?
Like, I do need soil. I need a crap ton of soil. I need soil. Steins would probably be best. Steins would be best, ideal. Because Steins has the plants actually laid out there, and I can see them, too. Because I like to see the plant that's starting, because I get the little tiny ones that start up, you know? It looks like a little plant that you put in, a little starter, because it's already growing a little bit.
Oh, you cheat.
I do cheat, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling Melinda Myers.
Tell her. Fine, I don't care. Listen here, Melinda. I like to see how they're growing already. Yeah.
I love it.
And I also found out you have to put flowers around a garden as well, because there has to be bees to cross-pollinate. I learned that about gardening.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Bees cross-pollinate. They'll actually help plants grow. Some other plants, like tomatoes
so
and things.
So you put flowers. What are you going to grow? And by the way, please text to 71037, because I'm on the text. What are you going to grow?
Tomatoes. I'm growing lettuce, iceberg, and romaine. I'm going to grow
a whole damn salad.
You're damn right I am. You're damn right. Cucumbers, if I can. Maybe pickles. Who knows? Might get adventurous. Might jar some pickles.
Put in an order for cucumbers if you have extras.
Absolutely. 100%.
Because I love cucumbers.
Uh-huh.
But my kids eat them like bananas.
Good.
Like, I get the gigantic ones, and they walk around with a whole cucumber.
Well, of course they could. They should.
Like,
it's a healthy treat. It's a healthy snack. What's a good time? Should I go in the morning, the afternoon, or just do pickup? I don't know. 71037. You can text. We'll read your text. Take your calls
this
next.
That's a good question.
It's Kiss FM.
Is it the most busiest?
Yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If you told me, I don't know, 6 months ago that we'd be talking about my garden on the radio, I would have slapped you and been like, we're not going to talk about Riggs' garden on the radio, but hell, we're all stuck at home. We need something to do.
Here we are.
Why not grow our own food? Learn how to make your own stuff.
Let's get crafty and domestic. Riggs, these texts are hilarious about you planting your own garden. It says, Riggs, Steins isn't open. You'll have to get all your garden needs at Menards or Home Depot. And it said, you can pull right up if you want. Like order, it says, Menards has order pickup right now. You can get soil, all your plants. The best time to go is in the morning, but order pickup makes it super easy so you really don't come in contact with anyone.
Okay. 799-1037. We got people calling in too. Thomas.
Somebody else said, do not, first of all, you don't grow pickles.
Right, I know,
dude.
You have to make pickles. You grow cucumbers, you make pickles.
They said, you don't grow pickles, dude. That text had me dying.
Thank you. I understand that. But I would grow mini cucumbers that I would turn into pickles.
But your concern was
when to go. Yeah, that too. Thomas Thomas, good morning. You there?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Hey, what
is your tip if I'm going to go pick up garden stuff at a hardware store? When's the best time to go?
I would normally say in the morning right away. You know, you get the first dibs and early on this first couple of weeks before everybody else. And if you think it's a little chilly, you can probably even just keep it in the garage for a little bit or in your basement.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. I was before, but yeah, Steins is unfortunately closed.
Hold on.
I've been by there a few times.
Hold on, though.
Yes.
Because all of our techs are saying they're officially reopening today.
Oh,
Steins.
Is it because Evers is kind of extending the safer at home and making it so you can do curbside and pick up? Yeah.
Is today the day where those businesses can now reopen? It must be.
It's got to be this
because
week.
Because we have text after text after text.
I thought 24th, too,
but I don't know. It's still up to your interpretation, which is what's happening.
Try to support
your local greenhouses, too, you know.
Yeah.
Paul's Custom Grown on 4121 South 6th Street. Great guy. We always get all our plants and stuff.
Hell yeah. I'd love to support a local place. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Where's this place?
South 6th Street, like off of 6th and Layton. It's called Custom Grown.
Custom Grown.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Paul there, he's a great guy. So
nice.
If you want the phone number, I can get it for you.
I'll tell him I need the Thomas discount. If I name drop you?
Sure, from Blessed Sacrament Church.
Nice.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Riggs, you've got a whole new circle. And
I do.
You even got someone who's your name dropping. I got Thomas today.
Thomas, you're the man, dude. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
No
appreciate
problem.
You listening.
Have a great week.
You too, buddy. Good morning, Kiss FM. This is Felipe in Milwaukee. Felipe, you got a tip on the garden front?
I would say to do it in the afternoon when the professional people that are out there risking, you know, the, like, I work for a retirement community.
Okay.
So I have to go to Home Depot all the time.
Okay.
The parking lot's full of people where I have to cross-contaminate.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're all at risk in these situations.
Of course.
Yeah.
The homeowners are going to go out there and be risky that aren't doing the high-risk jobs should probably wait.
Okay, so you're saying you do your stuff for healthcare and stuff earlier in the day. But
let's listen to what Felipe said here, people, for all the dum-dums out there, if I have to be frank right now, because I'm embarrassed we were even on the national news this weekend.
Don't be frank, you're Allie, but go ahead.
You're right, actually. I'm totally embarrassed by what went down in Wisconsin this weekend.
Of course.
But, you know, somebody wanted a haircut over someone's life being saved. This is what pisses me off, is that poor Felipe is going to work every day, caring for those and put literally people, you know, who have contracted this die. So he's putting his life at risk. And then he has to go out for work things to a Home Depot and get something. But all of us are out there like, right? So he's out there trying to get something he needs.
It's infuriating.
And it makes it worse.
And now Felipe,
it's got to be infuriating.
And now you have this whole group.
And
now you got a whole group of idiots out there that have cross-contaminated themselves and are going to go back out into the public and disseminate. We don't know who those idiots are, but thank God a lot of them were on camera.
We know who they are. They were on the news.
They were on the news. Yes, they were.
Yeah, and you can just pick up anyways for the homeowner. You guys can pick up. I have to work on the fly, so it's a little different.
Well, thank you for doing the work that you do, Felipe.
He can't even pick it up. I get it.
Felipe, appreciate you calling. I'll go in the afternoon to help out and support people like you. Better time. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate listening. Appreciate what you're doing for us. Yeah, they are.
We need to hear those stories as people just carelessly go, screw it, who cares?
Right,
you know?
I don't care.
Like, you need to hear about the people who are working.
Cut my hair. Listen here, Corona Karen. Everybody wants a haircut. Do it yourself. Go on YouTube,
right?
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Today is Monday. It's the 20th of April, in case you're wondering. Monday. Day check. Monday.
I don't know anymore.
No.
It's like day to day. Last night I kept questioning, is it Sunday night? Is it? You know what I mean?
Allie, for some reason I woke up on Saturday morning at 5:30 a.m. thinking for some reason it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
I literally thought that it was Wednesday. I went, is it Wednesday? Crap, I'm running late. It's 5:30. Oh, it's Saturday and I can go back to sleep. And I went back to
sleep. Real whacked out right now. Real whacked out. I'm with you. So
all over
what
the place.
Happened in West Allis? I want to hear it because I don't know anything about this cop.
Well, this police officer, he got a stimulus check because a lot of people got their checks last week. They all dropped. And this police officer, his name is Charles Clark. I'm going to give his name out
because
he's awesome.
His name, because Charles Clark. No, I'm listening. Yeah.
Officer Clark said when he received his stimulus check, he was like, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to give it to somebody that needs it because he's an essential worker. He's has a job. Mm-hmm. He has employment. He says he's in a fortunate place where he can give back. So he has taken that and he's found three different families that he knows through friends that are in need right now that he's going to give to them and see how he can help them. He goes, I mean, $1,200 can go a long way with a lot of people. That's groceries, that's food, that's a meal, that's essentials, whatever they should need, the toilet paper, cleaning supplies, anything. So I thought that was really cool that you had a cop like that giving back, saying, you know what, I don't need this right now. There are people out there that need it more than I do.
Yes.
And that's great. And it's a good, feel-good story that I like to hear instead of the craziness that happens.
Well,
you know,
no, it is a lot good story.
A lot of stupidity and idiocy happened over the weekend that we could go off about.
Oh.
But. I don't want to crank the chain on that right now.
To think anyone is not... Let me just state this and end it. Because we're going to go.
Oh, God.
To think anyone doesn't care about local businesses, can I just say... That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
Protest... You think we don't care about the businesses? You think we don't worry about people's jobs?
Allie, I hate to say it, but the people that are protesting aren't worried that they can't work. They're worried that other people can't work to do things for them is what they're protesting. That's what's happening.
Say that one more time.
Was that out loud? Was that my out loud voice? They're not mad because they can't work. They're mad that other people can't work to do things for them, like cut their hair. Shut up. I want a haircut too, Corona Karen. Settle down. My wife's going to do it tonight, and she's going to butcher it, and I'm going to look like an idiot, and I'm going to love it. Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What did you get invited to? Because I don't think you should be accepting any invitations right now, dude.
You shouldn't. you shouldn't, but I literally got invited to something with other people and I'm going to go. And I want you to tell me if I'm crazy.
Yes.
I got invited to the new thing, the birthday parade, Riggs.
Birthday parades.
If you
parades.
Haven't seen this, what happens is because people are having their birthdays and they can't see friends, they can't even accept gifts. Like, well, you could, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't have a party. You can't even have a get together. It sucks, right?
Yeah.
So I started seeing all these parades happening. I've seen them for adults and children. And personally, I think they're appropriate for adults or children because nobody gets out of their car. You drive by a person's house. The person stands outside and waves to everyone. And they honk. And they scream happy birthday. And they go, woohoo. And it's just a parade through someone's, you know, past their house or whatever. So I have a friend whose daughter, it's her birthday. It's her birthday this week. And she's like 5. Yeah. So that she's like, should I do a parade? I don't know. Do people care? I don't know. And I go, just do it. Who cares? I go, if you want to do it, do it. I go, you know, I don't know if you should accept gifts. I know people are going to bring them and throw them out the door, but I don't really know if you're not supposed to. But again,
and on the
not
other
the point.
On the other
the
side
point.
Of the coin, I don't think she should be upset if somebody doesn't show up to it. Mm-hmm. Some people may still be uncomfortable going to that.
And
that has to be okay.
She sent out a text saying, hey, everyone, this is the time for the parade. We will line up at 4:55 on Thursday behind this car. And if you want to join, you're more than welcome in our neighborhood. Line up behind this car. We'll go at 5. No pressure. Like, she straight up said, no pressure. Because you can't ask people to come out in this and expect them to come out if they don't want to. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's a personal choice, okay?
Of course.
And so, but I'm not worried about safety with a birthday parade. So what do we think? Because this is new. I mean, are we into the birthday parade? Should we do the birthday parade? I don't see the harm. Let the kid or the grown-up wave to their family in the car and keep it moving. I like it.
You know what
I
it
like
is it. To me, Allie? It's another what? It's another lie I have to make up as to why I can't do something. which is a lot of pressure on me. But I don't know. What do people think? Birthday parades, yay, nay.
How are they?
71037. You can also call 414-799-1037. It's the birthdays on parade.
Yeah.
It's how you congregate now in the streets. Let's crowd the streets with our cars.
I mean, right? I don't know. I'm going to go.
103.7 Kiss FM. Text us
710. Do you think I'm busy?
We'll read your texts and take your calls next.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Birthdays are now on parade, is how we're having to do birthdays. Because you can't go over to people's houses. You can't congregate.
Nope. So. No, and I got invited to my first birthday parade. It's for a child.
Yeah.
Although I would do it for adults because what else you got to do? It makes someone feel good on their birthday. Fine. If they didn't care that much, fine.
Yeah.
So I'm going to one for my friend's daughter. Her daughter's really good friends with my kids. We're all close. So. I said, I'll be in. I'm coming on Thursday. I'm for the birthday parade. You drive by, you honk, you wave, you scream happy birthday, and you keep moving, and then the person feels good. It's great.
We can read your text to 71037. Nick is calling on his way to work in Lake Geneva. Nick, what up? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're calling about birthday parades.
Absolutely. I would absolutely do it. I was invited to one over the weekend for my cousin. Happy birthday, Chris Bailey. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But it looks so much fun. He has cars around the block. Everybody is giving.
So, are you? Do you decorate your car? Is that kind of what the parade is? And like you have streamers
you
and everything
can.
On the side. You put balloons
it's
to
up
it.
To
I guess.
You.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Mm-hmm. They had posters and streamers and you know all that.
Yes.
Stuff. You know, you
to copy what Nick said. He's right. Yeah. Like I've seen signs.
Yeah.
Which also gives you like an art project. Right?
Yes.
So it actually gives you a couple things to do.
It's something to do. Remember plans. I love plans.
No. I love the people texting in who say, or they're saying things like,
hey, Nick, thanks for calling. We appreciate listening, dude.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Doing birthday chalk, art plastering is a good option if you want to do that for someone outside their house and then leave when they're not there or inside. Somebody said, my son is 2 and loves fire trucks. I was thinking of reaching out to the West Dallas Fire Department to do a small parade.
That might be cool, too.
Oh, I wonder
that's the
if it,
cool. When you were a kid, I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of parades. They move too slow. But when you're a kid, you love parades. And seeing the fire engines
candy.
And the ambulances is amazing.
Candy.
Yes.
And candy. Let's and candy, be real. Of course. You love parade as a kid. If they took the candy away, okay, let's see how much they love it. Somebody else texted in before we go to our next caller that said there's a kid in Waukesha that's really into cars. His dad asked a bunch of car enthusiasts to drive by on an upcoming date. They've set up a Facebook event and they hope to get a bunch of cool and modded cars. So that's cool. I don't know anything about it, but I'm sure people can look into that on their own.
Let's go to Oak Creek. Cool. Nikki's on the phone. Nikki, have you done a birthday parade?
No, I was invited to one Saturday, but unfortunately I had to work, so I had to miss it. Otherwise, I would have totally gone. But, you know, you said you don't yourself like parades.
I don't.
A lot of adults do. I mean, come on, how many people did you see complaining all over social media that the St. Patty's Day parade?
That's not really a parade. That's just getting drunk in the streets legally.
I mean, I look at it this way. This is Wisconsin. We will take any reason. We will make up reasons to celebrate.
True.
And right now, we really need reasons to celebrate.
We absolutely do, Nikki.
She's right, Nikki. Listen to her. She's working. What do you do for a living? Do you want to say, since you're still working?
Actually, I'm an exec for Target.
Oh.
You're our new best friend, Nikki.
How's it going?
Breathe. I can't talk. Nikki, anyway, girlfriend, when do you want to get together, my new best friend?
Your drive-up service is the best. We love it.
I'm everybody's best friend right now.
Nikki, my new best friend. Did she say she's an executive at Target?
She did, Allie. She did.
I mean, this is like meeting the man of your dreams, only it's you, Nikki. I mean, this is like when you hit the jackpot, you're like, will you be my friend? That's hysterical.
Nikki, wow, you're right, though. Cool. We do need something to celebrate. So these birthday parades, that's why they're a good thing, Cole.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
We appreciate
Thank
you listening.
You. Be safe. Be healthy.
You too. Thank you for doing what you do with Target. We love Target.
I love Target. Somebody's got to keep these stores going so we can have our essential needs. I mean, we need them open.
I can't wait to go back to Target just for no reason at all.
I know Nikki. Don't mess with me.
Sarah has gone a little bit south of the border down by Zion. Sarah, have you done a birthday parade yet? Are you on board with them?
I have. So I'm actually a firefighter.
Okay.
And we've gotten a lot of calls for kids that, you know, they can't celebrate the birthday, so they, you know, want us to come out with the fire truck, and it's the best thing. They get so excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I assume it's a surprise for them and that they don't even know we're coming, so when they see us, it's...
They're like, holy crap, is that the fire truck?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, okay, can I ask?
Then the rest of the neighborhood, yeah.
What city you're a firefighter for? I just want to give them a shout out if you want. Nope, no pressure.
Yeah.
I work for Zion.
All right.
Oh, that's cool.
You're an essential worker. Cool. Well, thank you for being a female firefighter. How many females are at your firehouse, by the way?
There's two of us.
All right.
Probably not enough, but I digress. But you go, girls. Yeah. And I just want to say, don't feel bad. I mean, I wanted to give Zion Fire Department a shout out because they're doing that. But we're getting texts also acknowledging all the local fire departments doing this. In Port Washington, the fire department does birthday parades every Saturday. You call them and they arrange a time. Genius.
There you go.
Yeah.
Racine Fire Department. Yeah, everybody's doing it. This is great. Props, because I get it. You know, they have to go if there's a fire. But in the meantime, why not make people happy? They're there to serve the community. We love them. Who doesn't like a firefighter?
What else were you going to say, Sarah? You were going to add something else real quick?
Yeah. I grew up in Zion, and one of my friends died. One of our friends from high school died. Mm-hmm. We knew him all through grade school, through middle school and high school. He died battling muscular dystrophy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they couldn't have a funeral for him. So somebody from high school organized like the same thing, like a drive-by his house for his mom.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't think about that. Doing that for a funeral as well.
Yeah. I happened to be working, and the guys were totally cool with it. They're like, yeah, we'll go. And so we had the fire truck out there and a car, and it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's so nice that you guys do that and have all the other departments that are texting in that do that as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you had to go through a death right now. I mean, I can't. All these people losing people, and they can't go to... I'm going to get upset. I can't even... I see I'm getting upset. I got to stop. It's Monday.
Sarah, thank you for listening. We appreciate you listening and appreciate the work that you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll still read your text to 71037. Birthday parades.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes,
I'm calling you on FaceTime. Pick up.
Oh. And there we are. All right. Well, I will mute you
me,
on
baby.
FaceTime. There we
mute
go.
Mute me. Welcome to working from home, everybody. I have to get off of our FaceTime to get on the Instagram. It's so funny.
103.7 Kiss FM on Instagram. Yeah.
It only goes so far. Let's be real, you know. No, but seriously, I want to talk about this. Ellen. So I don't know how true this report is, but it's not very nice. It's about Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. She's been doing her show from home, as have every other talk show.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. They're all doing it from home. Yes. All of them. Stephen Colbert. All of them.
Well, now her employees are speaking out. They're livid, apparently, because she hired, supposedly, an outside crew.
Uh-oh. You're glitching out. She hired an outside crew, supposedly. Yeah, you're glitching out.
Closing. Okay, I'm back.
There you go.
It's just the internet. She had to hire an outside crew. Well, she didn't have to. She did, allegedly. And she had been like, oh, I'm so worried about my employees. So now some of her employees are speaking out saying they're livid because they're getting lack of communication about pay. She hired another company to do her show from home right now.
Mm.
Look, I don't know the story. Maybe she had to hire somebody else to not bring them in. I don't know how this works. I'm assuming
works
the company
either.
Is somewhere far away, and they, you know, clearly work with her to get her on, but nobody's at her house setting it up. You know what I mean? So, again, I don't know how all this behind-the-scenes stuff works, but I do know that Ellen's employees are causing quite a stir about the fact that they're not working or getting paid, and they don't know what's happening, and she allegedly hired this other company.
Well, if you got laid off or furloughed, and then they hired somebody else to do the exact same job you were doing, I'd be a little miffed, too. I'd be like,
what? Okay. I agree, but because we love Ellen, I'm going to play devil's advocate. You just said something important, Riggs.
What did I say?
A job they can do. We don't know if the camera guy from the Ellen show knows how to get her online to do a whole show. We don't know that. Okay.
Right.
You're
sure
she doesn't need. She might need an engineer. We don't know how to get some of these things. She's doing a whole show on the internet. A million. That show makes millions in advertising. They can't screw around with that. You know what I mean?
If her regular crew doesn't know how to do that, she needs a new crew, because that should be something everybody should know how to do, I think. On TV on this day and age, I would think so. But that's just
Amen.
Me. That's just me.
Amen.
Who knows?
So again, I'm just telling you the reports.
Hey, dude, I love
of
gossip.
What her employees are saying, and I love gossip. Oh, come on, you're talking to the queen of it.
I know, that's right.
Hello.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're in pandemic times right now.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that I don't have children. I really am, because that's the best form of birth control is watching parents struggle. Now you're teaching kids at home. You're also a teacher and you're a parent at the same time. And I can't imagine being in like your situation, Allie, where you have a split household because you're single parent, you're single mom, and your ex-husband is now, he's married to someone else, and they have another kid over there, so you're going, the kids are going back and forth, you've kept your circle small.
Stepkid.
Right.
He did not have any more kids. No, I mean, it's still his kid, but you know what I mean? I just want to clarify, because people are going, her ex had a baby? No. And I just know how women are with details. So anyway, so I had a fever last week, okay? And it started on Wednesday night after my kids left, and they were supposed to come home Friday. I still had a fever, until Friday?
Yeah.
It was not high. It kept bouncing between 99.5 and 100.9.
It was 100.9.
The highest it got. So that was a little scary, but I only clocked that one or two times that high.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to obviously stay inside. I have a fever. It's a low-grade fever. I don't have any other symptoms. But I have a fever now, so now I'm officially screwed because I can't leave the house. Now I really can't leave the house for an essential trip. An essential trip is now delivery.
Yep.
Before, I could leave here and there once a week if I had to without children. So now I'm feeling really handcuffed, okay? So I call my ex and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And luckily, because people ask me, what have you guys been doing? The most asked question is, how are you and your ex handling the trade-off? I swear, I don't know. People are fascinated with this because they're curious.
Other people are probably doing the same thing.
Well, and I get it. If you have an ex significant other that you can't control, it would be maddening in a time like this.
Uh-huh.
He and I are luckily on the same page, him and his wife. And, you know, nobody's really leaving. We're all quarantining, doing the right thing.
Good.
Doing what they're asking so we can get back to real life as quick as we can. He has the kids now. They didn't come home on Friday.
He still has. I was wondering where they all were.
He said,
like,
they're not
going
here.
On?
I'm not having a breakdown yet, but it's coming, Riggs. So they've been gone since Wednesday.
Okay.
So on Friday, they didn't come back because of the fever. And then he said, you let the fever go. When the fever's gone, then go 14 days symptom free. And I go, oh my God, are we doing this? Like, we're going to do this where the kids stay with you for 14 days. I don't know if I can handle this, but I have to, because
yeah,
it's not about me. It's not about me. Right. So now I'm freaking. And now I'm like, okay. Cause as I told him, if the roles were reversed and somebody in your house got sick, I may want to keep them and not want to argue about it.
Exactly.
So how can I tell you, you can't bring the kids back. Right.
Yeah. How? Furthermore, you have a nanny that comes and helps you out, and she's pregnant.
I told her to stay home. That was the next problem.
Yeah.
Even if the kids came, I told the nanny, come back in 2 weeks because you're pregnant. And I don't know, because some people with COVID, you can read it all on the CDC website. Some people have very minimal symptoms, recover, and some people don't even know they are carriers. Some people get really sick and end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
There's tons of people that I don't think realize are walking around who have been exposed or carrying it. I don't think they get it.
Right. But you had to co-parent now with your ex-husband.
And he has the kids now. Now, the only solution to me getting my kids back would be for me to be able to get tested and find out if I have it or not, which is the one thing everybody has said. Well, go call your doctor, call whatever, and see, can you get tested since you've had symptoms? Because there's more tests available. They're trying to figure out who's got it.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would either. I think they would deny me.
Yeah.
But if they have, I don't know. Look, so that's my only thing. Either I get a test and let's say it comes back negative. We're just assuming. We don't know that. Then they could come home.
But until then, really?
So here I am FaceTiming every day, crying like last night, like I'm a baby. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to see them. You're fine. You just FaceTime them. Chill out. But it's weird. Now I'm more lost than ever. I have no kids. I'm working from home. I can't leave. I mean, this could not get weirder this whole time in our lives. This could not get more bizarre.
I probably can and will.
I feel like I'm in the twilight zone, Riggs. You're right. It
is going
to get weirder.
But I always go, just wait. Just wait.
You're right.
Something weird will happen. Something else.
I feel a little lost. I feel like a bad mom. I told my ex that. I said, I feel like I'm sitting here not doing my job. And he goes, well, that's ridiculous. And I go, but that's what moms do.
I know.
We don't stop momming for 2 weeks because we maybe, you know what I mean? We just
you
don't.
You mom hard 24/7.
We don't. We show up. That's what we do.
You show up sick. Moms usually do.
I'm
but
struggling.
This is something different, though. This is something much different.
But it is what it is. Well, I can't believe we're here.
I have a friend who is recently divorced, and you're not going to believe what her ex-husband has been doing with her kids, because they're also sharing kids. And what she found out, that he, when he has the children, what he is doing when the kids are at his house.
So this is one of those not so good exchange stories.
Exactly.
Okay. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. So we were just talking about co-parenting and parenting in general during a pandemic. And you had a fever spike last week, Allie, a little bit to like 100.9. So you did the responsible parent thing and you had your kids go with your ex. And they're staying with the ex for the next 2 weeks as long as you remain symptom free. And then everything can go back to normal, right?
It's killing me. And just to clarify, because we got off the air in Riggs, I wanted to make sure people weren't confused. My kids will be back in 14 days.
Yeah.
What I was saying was, if I can get tested before then, which I doubt, but I will attempt it because they're my kids and I'll kill somebody to try.
I don't think you had enough of the symptoms that they would test you.
I don't either.
Doesn't sound
but
like
we're
it.
Getting more tests every week. Like,
yeah.
We know there's a shortage because we know we'd have a better idea of how many people have
sure.
it if we had the test. That's part of what they're struggling with right now if
right.
you're paying attention.
But your ex swooped in and he's taking care of the kids and you guys are on
the
same page.
But I feel like a bad mom because I'm sitting here now symptom free, like I'm not taking care of my kids and I feel like crap. But I digress.
No, but you are.
So that's my story. We've actually worked together pretty well.
Yes.
What's your story? I've got to hear this.
Well, my friend, she was recently divorced, so she's now moved on, and as has her ex-husband. So they both live together in Indianapolis. They lived together in Indianapolis. Now they live separately. But they're doing what you guys do. So she has the kids half the time, and then she'll take the kids to him for half the time as well.
Co-parenting is a hot topic with the pandemic, let me tell you, boy. But continue.
Wait, Allie? He has been having someone over that is not in their circle. Because
you are
keeping it within his circle, right? Because your ex-husband is just with his now wife. and her child.
My kid's stepbrother, and then them. Yeah, it's all of us. Like, our circle's been tight with his side, yeah. my side, and our nanny. That's it.
And you know them all. And you know everybody that's coming in and out of the house. My friend.
He's been in and out for a month.
My friend does not know this woman. And the kids are old enough now. What? The kids are 12 and 13 now, where the kids are saying that a woman is coming over to their house and sleeping on their couch.
Yeah, right. Couch. Well, then why is she there to begin with? I would be furious.
I would
if
too.
I was the mom. I wouldn't. It doesn't matter if you're the mom or the dad. If the other not being able, this is the why it's a hot topic during this pandemic, because if you can't control the other parent, you don't know if you're putting people's lives at risk. That's got to be a nightmare.
And Indiana's stay-at-home order is kind of similar to Governor Evers' one here in Wisconsin, okay. where it's laid down, but it's still there's some open to interpretation type things as far as who can be in certain places.
How did he beat her?
He's hooking up with random chicks now. He's just dating now.
He's on the dating app.
Yes. But this is a woman that he has been seeing. Apparently, this woman he's been seeing for about 4 or 5 months. So that's why she's over so much. It's not like he's having a revolving door of women, but still, this is someone that she wasn't expecting to be in the house, and now she is in the house.
Right.
Which is not acceptable, right?
Stupid. No, it's not acceptable at
all. I'm not a parent, and I know this is wrong.
You don't bring somebody new into the house, especially a bunch of news. And I don't know why anyone's on these dating apps anyway. I said, I ain't got 5 months to talk to somebody on Tinder before I meet them. Boring. No, thank you.
I don't know if she can even do anything other than just tell him how she feels and yell at him on the phone. Tell him how she's pissed off about it. I don't know what other recourse she has.
I don't either, because this is where I can't imagine as a parent when you have
a defiant other co-parent just defying everything.
When you have an agreement legally, but then something like this has never happened.
No.
Where you literally are going, where one person can say to the other parent, you're putting our children at risk and me and you. And the other parent says, no, I'm not. And they just don't agree.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what's scary, is that we can't all get on the same damn page, really.
No. I don't know.
I'd be furious.
If you have advice and you're listening, you can text to 71037. I don't know what I would tell her, but that sounds insane.
That's co-parenting in a hole, though, not being able to control the other person.
Right.
Like, that's the core of the anger, man.
And then you got coronavirus, makes it even worse. Jesus. It's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Tiger King, can we talk about, I mean, of course we can talk about this guy.
Please.
Let's be real. But,
please.
This guy, I can't even with Joe Exotic. Basically, we're finding more and more out about how awful he treated animals.
I mean,
he acted like he was this lover of all, but really it was about money for him and what he was going to get out of it, right?
Well, he started off having good intentions, but then he evolved into this horrible, horrible human now.
And that's
now,
fair.
How crazy now that he is in a cage when all of his animals were in cages.
It's
ironic.
So glorious watching them behind the cages every day of their life and then dying and then seeing. It is ironic and it's somewhat fulfilling, is it not?
A little bit, yeah.
Feels a little bit fulfilling seeing him in the cage now, yes.
Uh-huh.
But now we're finding more and more out about him, including the fact that back in 2018, not too long ago, people, Joe Exotic traveled to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Where he wanted to buy, you ready for this?
What?
28 gray wolves.
What?
Okay? They're protected by the Federal Endangered Species Act. He found some place that called themselves a petting zoo, even though they're clearly not legally a petting zoo, because you can't have wolves. It's so ridiculous. So he looks into it. He goes up there, tries to buy them, and he gets stopped in a lawsuit. Somebody comes in from the government, and they're like, hold on. You can't just go buy 28 wolves and transport them across lines. Like, we have laws to protect these animals. We have endangered species acts. You're a moron. You can't take the 28 wolves. What's wrong with you? So we're finding more and more out about how just he tried to essentially traffic these animals, you know, we already knew, hurt these endangered species.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just is the worst. I can't even with this guy. It just comes out more and more how he was not about the animals. He was about money.
You know, the worst thing about Tiger King, I felt like, was that finding out the statistic that there are more big cats and tigers in captivity than there are in the wild.
That's sad.
Isn't this sad?
It's sad, yeah.
Way more, like 15,000 or something in captivity, only like 5,000 in the wild, which is
Tiger King has made me rethink I mean, I already thought I was an animal lover, but it's actually made me rethink some of my thoughts.
Oh, I
don't know
thoughts.
If you felt that way about just
I've had,
about
I've had thoughts.
The places I go that have animals. I've really thought about some of this stuff. You
I
know?
Don't want to say it because I'll get in trouble. I'm not going
to
say it.
I know
it.
We both will, and we ain't got time to get in trouble. We got
no,
enough
we
problems
don't.
Right now.
Let's go thank some
anyway,
people. Be nice.
Yeah, bye.
Right.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay, it's 103.7 KISS FM, 9:45 with Riggs and Allie. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? It is Monday, yeah. By the way, in case you're wondering. It is Monday, April 20th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, because I need that kind of stuff.
That's the kind of reassurance people need, knowing what day it is. Because they all.
I learned. Go ahead. What? Sorry.
What did you learn?
I learned that Riggs is trying to figure out how to get his garden going, because they like to eat vegetables and they're bored and they have nothing else to do. But that requires supplies.
Uh-huh.
So we talked about this and how some of these businesses are reopening today to pick up things.
Yeah.
You know, if you need soil. I mean, Home Depot's still been open and Menards. But, you know, we were talking about Steins, you know, reopening and how you can go there and do some pickups. So, Riggs, I wish you luck, and I can't wait for the no contact delivery of all my cucumbers you're going to drop off next week, brother.
Exactly. Well, if they grow that fast.
How long does it even take?
It'll
take. How long does it even take?
If I planted this week, it's April, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be able to harvest vegetables by late June, maybe early July.
I'd have to wait two months.
Probably, to get like full-fledged, like cucumbers.
Don't you love it?
And
how
tomatoes.
I'm talking about your garden. Like, when's it going to suit me?
Right.
Like, isn't that great? Like, Riggs, when's your garden going to be ready?
Classic Allie.
And offering no money in return. Uh-huh. Just give me some vegetables or else.
I learned that Allie is feeling a little bit better from her fever she had last week, but now she has to wait 2 weeks before she can see her kids again, because like the thing to do. If you have anything related to a COVID symptom, you're doing the safe, responsible thing. Mm-hmm. Which is distancing yourself from your children, as hard as it may be.
It sucks.
For two weeks.
I'm lost. I'm lost. I feel like a bad mom. You really have to say I'm doing this for everyone's health, but you feel like worthless because you're not watching your kids. You're like, where are my kids? You know? So I'm going to call, though. Thank you to everyone that texted. I'm going to call the freighter COVID line, because more people are getting tested now, even with minimal symptoms.
Yeah.
So we can stop the spread. So I'm going to call, because if I can get a test and hypothetically, let's say it's positive or negative,
then my kids
can come home.
Exactly.
You know, if not, we wait 14 days. If it comes back positive, we wait 14 days.
Will that give you peace of mind, you think?
Oh, gosh, big time. Because then I would at least not feel like a loser. Like right now, I feel like I understand
positive
why self-talk. We're doing
You were
it.
Such a good kid. You could such a good mom to those kids. Stop with the negative. I'm a bad mom garbage, dude.
But this
Stop
is
it.
How what women do, especially when you can't watch your kids for 2 weeks. You feel like, but I'm here.
And I'm
you
telling
know
you
I mean?
To shut up because you're a good
I
mom.
Know.
Stop it.
Okay. Well, sometimes.
Don't feed other moms to do that as well. You're a good mom and you're doing a very good thing by distancing yourself from your kids. You're doing the smart thing.
Well,
yes.
The most I can do is call the hotline and try to get a test. And then I've at least attempted to find that. Don't you think?
Allie's getting a COVID test.
Well, No. I got to see if they'll even give me one.
Right?
I don't even know if they'll give me one.
We'll
you
see.
Know?
We'll see, and we'll find out tomorrow, maybe.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.